Look, I'm sorry I cut you off like that before. I've just never gone in for that psychological mumbo-jumbo.
They show you a bunch of ink blots and ask you about your toilet habits.
Oh, why does everything with you shrink start in the crotch?
Okay, I didn't even guess where that was from. That is from Frasier. That's his dad, and he's speaking with Frasier. And yes, a lot of psychologists still use those ink blots, but fewer and fewer are doing it. And I had to train in ink blots. What an ink blot is, it's a piece of paper that puts some ink on, and then he folded it in half, and it made a nondescript blob, just a blob. But then he would ask, what do you see in this blob? And a person will say, oh my gosh, I see a person on a motorcycle, or I see, and then on and on and on. And then there are tons of psychologists that have tried to come up to figure out what is the meaning of that? What are they projecting onto this blob? There is no person on a motorcycle. There is no flower garden there if another person sees a flower garden. So those are called projective tests. You project what's going on in your mind or what you create out of that blob onto the test. And many times it can be interesting, but many times it's a bunch of nonsense. I remember sitting in a class once and my professor was showing us these blocks and he showed us one and said, how many of you see a guy riding on a motorcycle, you know, backwards, like the rear end view? And, you know, I raised my hand. A lot of people raised their hand. That's a real common answer, I suppose. And he goes, well, that means that you're gay. So I discovered something about myself. A lot of this is nonsense. A lot of the blocks are nonsense, and a lot of the interpretation of them are nonsense also. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. I'm a clinical psychologist. You can pick up the phone right now and give me a call. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. And the types of questions you can ask me range from anything to what do I do with my aging parents? I've got caretaker responsibilities, to I'm procrastinating, or I don't get along with people, or I've got a phobia, or I've got anxiety or depression, or I'm dealing with someone who's an alcoholic. How do I deal with that? There are tons of questions that you can ask me, from things that you would bring into couples therapy, individual therapy, problems with your kids. Those are the types of issues. So feel free to pick up the phone and give me a call. Right now I'm turning to our after hours line. And this is a call from someone who's been dating a woman for about 6 to 8 months. And see what you think. This person wants to know what to do about the relationship. We'll leave it at that.
Hi, Dr. Kenner. My name is Mark, and I've got a problem where I've been with the same girl for 6 to 8 months, and now we're having problems with her children because her children want her to wait for her ex-boyfriend, which is not the father of them, by the way, but he's not the father, and they want him to wait. They want her to wait for him because he's in prison, and the problem is that he's in prison for being a pedophile, let's put it that way. So my question is, right now, she's under so much stress. I mean, complete stress, that it's really killing her. Because her kid—it's actually not our kid. She has 3 children. Her oldest son is the one who wants her to wait for him to get out of prison, which is another 2 to 3 years easily. And I find that silly. But she is very family, very very family orientated, and she doesn't know what to do. And she wants me to sit and wait, and I'm not quite sure if I can do that. And I don't know if that's something I should do, or if I give her the benefit of the doubt. I don't know what to do. And I've given her a week so far. She still calls me, tells me she loves me. The last couple of days, I told her not to call, so she didn't. And it's still very hard. Very hard to go through this. I'm 45 years old, she's 40. And I don't believe that her children, especially her son, at 18 years old, should be telling her what she can and can't do. Because he doesn't approve of me dating her, which is, I find that totally offensive, but that's neither here nor there. The other thing is, after 6 months, about 8 months we've been together, I still have not been invited to her house because she does not want to offend him, and I find that kind of insulting. And I don't know if I should or not, so, you know, if you can email me back and let me know what I should be thinking. Not what I should be thinking. I don't know. Tell me what you think about this.
Okay. What happens when an 18-year-old is running the show and telling mom, she's got three kids, mom, you cannot marry this guy. You cannot date this guy. I want you to be family-oriented and to wait till the pedophile, my buddy the pedophile, your old boyfriend comes, not even my dad, but that he comes, gets out of jail. And that's in 2 to 3 years. And then we'll have a happy family. Mom, the three of us, you, and the pedophile. Isn't this fun? Now, this gives new meaning to family-oriented. She's very family-oriented. I think she is very family-confused. I think she is very mentally confused. And if you're wanting to date this woman, I mean, you've been with her for 6 to 8 months, so she must have some good traits. If you're wanting to date her, you may have a huge relationship breaker here. And that's that she's totally irrational here. If you're a decent man, if you're not in jail, I'll assume you're a decent man of good character and liking some good traits in her and willing to take on her three kids, even though one is 18 years old. I know he's older and tough, and she doesn't have the courage to even let you come to the house. You've got to look carefully at her character. I would say to cut your losses right away. You don't want to, you're going to have a pedophile in your life, even if he's in the periphery somehow. She could dump you. You sit and wait for 2 to 3 years. And then this woman that you so-called love is going to say, oh, guess what? My son really wants me to be with this pedophile. So he's out of jail now. And of course, we all know that pedophiles give up. You know, once they go to jail, they come back fixed, right? They'll never do it again. So it sounds like lunacy on all fronts. You need to judge her decision-making. You're marrying a woman, or not marrying, you're dating a woman whose decision-making is going to affect every hour of your time together. And if her decision-making is such that she throws over the reins to an 18-year-old son, whether out of guilt or just submission, I don't know why. But the fact that she's doing that doesn't bode well for her. And I would say that her stress, yes, it's very stressful to raise three kids, but I will guess that her stress is highly intensified by herself, that it's self-made stress because she doesn't know how to stand up to her son and to call the shots in her own family and in her own life and to pursue her own goals. So I would not be a side dish in her life. I would move on and find yourself someone who has less baggage, but take a close look as to why you were attracted to her and why you stayed with her that long. And I think that she needs to suffer the consequences of her choice making, her decision to waver and to stay with the son, you know, to go with the son's decision or to appease the son or please the son. That's not healthy. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. You're listening to The Rational Basis of Happiness, and you can pick up the phone and call me right now. My number's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. That's toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER. I got a quick question. Someone emailed me a question. Is it immoral to be gay? You speak about morality and living a moral life. My resounding answer is absolutely not. It is totally a personal choice. And if you are gay and you're stealing or robbing, then that's immoral. But it's not the gayness, it's the stealing and robbing. If you're heterosexual and stealing and robbing and lying and cheating, then that's immoral. But it's not because you're heterosexual. So gay is a personal preference. It doesn't harm anyone else if a woman falls in love with another woman or if a man falls in love with another man. That happens. It's not the norm, and it's not something that we go around encouraging in our kids, but it is perfectly a legitimate option. And that's something that if you have more questions, you're free to call me about. And morality is judging a person on how they choose and what they think. And if they're damaging one another in a relationship, then that's bad. But if not, if it's a loving relationship, it's phenomenal. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner on The Rational Basis of Happiness, toll-free, 1-877-DR-KENNER.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by Dr. Ellen Kenner.
The ability to compromise is essential when you become parents. The significant responsibility of caring for children throughout their growing years requires that partners have excellent communication skills, including methods of fairly dividing up child-rearing responsibilities. Otherwise, misunderstandings grow, small slights ignite large fires, and the soulmate relationship perishes. Wall Street Journal writer Sue Schellenbarger reported on this phenomena in a 2004 article titled, "And Baby Makes Stress, Why Kids Are a Growing Obstacle to Marital Bliss." Three reasons cited included debt, overspending on the baby, confusion over roles, who should be the stay-at-home parent and who is the breadwinner, and the inability of partners to talk without fighting.
You can download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.